In Baghdad today, Iraq brushed aside the ultimatum for Saddam Hussein to give up power. Foreign Minister Naji Sabri dismissed the U.S. call, telling reporters that any child in Iraq knows the U.S. plan will fail. Sabri also said Iraq regrets the decision to recall United Nations staff, including weapons inspectors, from the country, calling their removal a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, where she says inspectors have been anticipating the call home.
This is no surprise. I mean, the inspectors have been waiting for this. They've planned for this from the very beginning. And I've been told that it will take them a matter of hours to pack up and go. We did see inspectors taking photographs of each other on the roof of the Canal Hotel where they've been working. So it looks like they anticipate the time is it. And tomorrow would appear to be the day.
What about the media in Baghdad? Are they staying? Are they leaving?
If you go to the information ministry and you meet all your peers, my peers, the question is, are you staying or are you leaving? A lot of people have left over the last few days. Major American networks, ABC and NBC, have pulled out at the moment, and we're all taking it day by day, frankly. CNN, CBS, major British news organizations are still here, and lots of Europeans and people from the Far East as well are still here. But how many will be left by tomorrow night? Who knows? We're all waiting for our bosses to make a decision, for them to listen to us about what our feelings are. You know, it's a complicated mix. I mean, covering war is not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm. And are there more signs in the capital there that people are getting ready for what seems to be an imminent attack?
Well, it's been going sort of up and down depending on the rumors, on what news people can get from the outside. Yesterday was particularly panicky, if you will. People really mobbed pharmacies. There were long lines at gas stations in a country where gas is plentiful. People were waiting 4 and 5 hours just to fill up their cars. Today it was quiet again. Tomorrow I expect, after the speech by President Bush, that there will be another complete round of panic. I mean, that's the way it goes. There's only so much, though, people here can do. They don't have much money. There's not much they can store up. I mean, if they're going to leave the city, they've done so. And actually, one curious moment today was when a government official, a senior government official, said to me privately, he said, please, this is off the record, don't say anything to anybody. He said, but I've sent my family outside of Baghdad. Officials are being asked to keep their family here. Iraqi officials want Baghdad as full as possible, either to act as fighters against Americans should they come into the city, or simply as Iraqi human shields, if you will, just to be here, and so that Americans don't come in and find an empty city.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thank you.